Good morning, 6:32 a.m. on June the 20th. Hi. So, I'm barely awake. I've really, literally only been awake a few minutes. 17-minute mile. That's not too bad, but I'm not a record breaker, but at least I'm moving. I stayed in my window. I got underway about 6:15, so 6:12 probably. But I slept in till nearly 6 o'clock this morning. I'm still groggy. I'm gonna need to take my pill this morning. Need to do that when I come back from taking the younger daughter up to her algebra class. She's doing so well. She's doing very, very well. It's heartwarming and gratifying to see her thriving, even in an environment that she's not really pleased about. The reality is that all she has to do is focus on one class. She can do one class. She only has to deal with it in the morning, and then she has the afternoons pretty much to do what she wants. She has very clear expectations about homework and when it's due, and she's following through. So, all good lessons. I need to actually take that follow-through lesson to heart a little bit better myself. I did write yesterday. Wasn't a great day behind a keyboard, but I did write. I'll write some more today. I'm still trying to break through this one difficult spot. The problem, I think, is that this is supposed to be a gangster story. And my big problem at this point is I don't really understand what the tropes are of gangster stories. Not like I do science fiction. So this is a gangster story set in a science fiction universe. It's not straight science fiction. It's a straight gangster story set in a science fiction universe. So I need to probably, yeah, I wonder if I need to do some research. The story arc that Sigler gave me is sort of like, I think it's sort of like Godfather 2, the movie. So I need to figure out how a young guy goes from being just a young guy to a criminal mastermind. And I think the answer is I've given him a need. And the need is to safeguard his family, his brood. And to thrive so that they thrive. And by thrive, that largely means the acquisition of power and resources, specifically money. He needs money. He has a nest egg. He has a starting bit to prime the pump, because his mother is, after all, wealthy, and she does want him to succeed. The other side of it is she doesn't want to coddle him. It's a tough love, deep end of the pool game that she's playing with him. It's her nature. So, yeah, that works. She was also a crime boss at one point in her life, so she doesn't have any problem with him becoming one himself. His father, I think his father is in the military, if I remember the story Bible correctly. So here it is, June 20th. I still don't have this story done. Oh, yeah. It's difficult. I'm trying really hard to stay in the day, to not beat myself up for not getting it done. Well, I'm really floundering in this narrative. And then I think that insight that I really don't understand what a gangster story looks like. I think he does need a compelling reason to become, in a certain sense, sociopathic. And I think the other side of it is an opportunity for me to show a civilization where crime, while illegal, is not sociopathic, because the organization of the society is not the greater good. It's not organized around the greater good. You don't sacrifice one for the good of the many in terms of the wider population. So the brood is the unit. And since the brood has to survive, there's a certain amount of selfishness that the leader has to exercise in order to guarantee that his brood, in all of its manifestation, survives and thrives. And to a certain extent, even the prospect of swearing fealty to a leader, which leaders do, is really a sort of way of tying your brood to another brood. And the idea would be to create a safer environment, or at least a more prosperous environment, for your own brood. So tomorrow is the solstice. I'm going to try to get out. It's the sunrise tomorrow. It's 5:29. Local sunrise here. It's 5:29. I'm going to see if I'm awake, B, if I can get my shoes on in time. See if I can get out and take a solstice picture of sunrise. This morning's picture was almost 45 minutes after sunrise morning. So it wasn't quite on a par. Monk pole. Went by it on the wrong side, I almost missed it. This morning. That's not a good sign. I'm also falling down on the job in terms of getting my drops in. I think the problem is I'm sweating in it. Yeah, really need to wake up earlier. I'm dragging. I didn't have a chance to even for a cup of coffee. I don't have anything to eat yet because I don't normally have anything to eat until I get back. I usually have a chance to at least slug down a couple of swigs of coffee. A couple cups, no, hardly. There was a time when by 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, I'd had a couple cups, but those days are long gone. I tend to milk a cup for a couple of hours. So, midsummer. Tonight is Midsummer's Eve. Gorgeous morning. Don't know what the weather's going to be. There was a lot of uncertainty in the atmosphere last night. We didn't get any thunder boomers or lightning or anything. Rain, which would have been nice. It's mostly off to the east, out on the plains further. Jeez, I will be happy if I get to the other side of this arthritis flare up. One of the symptoms is the psoriasis, because what I have is technically, or has developed into, a common form of ankylosing spondylitis, which is psoriatic spondylitis. My skin has broken out into these little patches of red and flaky psoriasis, and it's cascading so that the little flakes drop off my scalp and into my ears, so the whole little crevice, not a little crevice behind my ear, is always filled with these sores. And I noticed one on my lower leg. Now that's not cascade, that's just normal development. But the downside of that is that now there's the potential for that one to spread along the lower edge of my leg. I need to get some, I have some hydrocortisone cream. I need to make it a point to get some ointment on these things every day, I think. Perhaps I can get, if I can't clear the cause, perhaps I can aid the healing of the symptoms. It's a ridiculously uncomfortable thing. Good morning. It's a neighbor guy. One of the first people that I saw doing the morning walk thing when I was driving back and forth to work. He'd be out every morning. He has a ball cap with a pair of one of those really, at this point, old school headset radios. It's got the little antenna that sticks up in the back, over the ear pads. And I see him chunking along. I haven't seen him for a long time. I don't know, he lives right here in this house. I just walked by. And I haven't seen him for a long time, but maybe he's getting back in the habit. Oh, Thursday. And here's the mower. Twice a week mowing. Got to step away from the curb here a little bit. Groundsmaster 5900. What a big beast that is. Yeah, almost 18 minutes for the second mile. 17 and a half for the first. That's pretty consistent. That's pretty good. I'll take that. I'm pleased with that result, particularly given my late wake up. We still did it. Now if I can remember to post the silly thing, life will be good. So, being at the back gate, let me just say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.